Today's episode of 12 Hop Flop is brought to you by our friends at Try the World. Take a food journey around the world by visiting 12hopflop.com/try the world. More on them in a bit. Hi there, lovely listeners. It's Floppy here, hopping right into your day with some warm fuzzies and plenty of cheer. I hope you're all snuggled up in your favourite spot, ready to join me on this little journey through the world of positivity. You know, whether it's a bright sunny day or just one of those moments when you need a bit of extra sunshine in your heart, I'm so excited to share some thoughts with you today. Now, as a bunny, I've learned a thing or two about keeping my whiskers twitching in the right direction, even when life gets a bit wobbly. After all, a good outlook isn't just important, it's everything. And believe me, 8-Bit and I have had our fair share of ups and downs, but we always find a way to perk up our ears and keep moving forward. So, let's hop right into today's topic and explore how we can all maintain a positive outlook, no matter what life throws our way. You know, as a rabbit, I've always found that the key to staying positive is focusing on the little things that bring joy. It doesn't take much. A nibble of fresh greens, a cozy spot to rest in, or even just a gentle nose rub from someone you trust. These small pleasures are what keep my heart light and my hops bouncy, no matter what. Humans can learn a lot from this too. Sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the big worries of the world, but there's so much happiness to be found in the tiny, everyday moments. Imagine savouring your favourite snack or taking a moment to enjoy a beautiful sunset. Those are the kinds of things that make life sweet, just like a fresh carrot for me. Let me tell you a quick story. There was a day not too long ago when 8-Bit and I were having a bit of a rough time. Our favourite hideaway under the bed was blocked off, and it felt like everything was going wrong. But then, I noticed a small patch of sunlight streaming in through the window. It wasn't much, but it was warm and inviting. We hopped over and stretched out in that sunny spot, and suddenly, the day didn't seem so bad anymore. It's amazing how just shifting your focus can turn things around, even when it feels like nothing's going right. So, whenever you're feeling down, try to find your own little patch of sunlight. It might be a quiet moment, with a good book, a chat with a friend, or simply taking a deep breath and appreciating the world around you. These small joys can make a big difference in keeping your outlook bright. Now, let's talk about those pesky obstacles that can sometimes get in the way of our happiness. We all face challenges, whether we're bunnies or humans. For me, it might be navigating a tricky maze, or figuring out how to reach that delicious treat just out of paw's reach. For you, it could be dealing with a tough day at work or managing stress at home. But here's the thing. Obstacles are just a part of life, and how we choose to handle them makes all the difference. One of the best ways to hop over these challenges is by changing how we see them. Instead of focusing on how hard or impossible something might seem, try looking at it as an opportunity to grow stronger and smarter. Just like when I'm faced with a new obstacle in my play area, I don't give up. I hop around, sniff out the best path, and eventually find my way through. And let me tell you, the sense of accomplishment at the end is so worth it. For humans, this might mean taking a step back to reassess the situation or seeking advice from a friend or mentor. Sometimes, just talking it out can help you see things from a new perspective. Or maybe it's about breaking the problem down into smaller, more manageable steps. Remember, every big leap starts with a small hop, and every challenge you overcome makes you just a little bit stronger. It's also important to remember that it's okay to ask for help. We bunnies are social creatures, and we rely on our friends and family to get through tough times. If you're facing something difficult, don't be afraid to reach out to those around you. Together, you can find a way to hop over any hurdle life throws your way. there, wonderful listeners. Do you love trying new treats and discovering flavours from around the world? Well, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Try the World. Imagine receiving a curated box of gourmet snacks and delicacies from different countries right at your burrow. I mean doorstep, each month. Every box is filled with a delightful assortment of international goodies, from French butter cookies and Italian chocolate tarallini to Thai sriracha banana chips and beyond. It's like a tasty adventure you can enjoy without ever leaving home. Each treat is carefully selected to bring you the best flavours from around the globe, offering a unique culinary experience. Whether you're a foodie looking to explore new tastes or just someone who loves a good snack, Try the World has something for everybody. And it's not just about the snacks. Each box also includes a cultural guide, helping you learn about the traditions and stories behind your new favourite treats. It's a wonderful way to expand your horizons and enjoy some delicious surprises along the way. So, if you're ready to embark on a global munching adventure, hop over to 12hopflop.com/try the world and start your journey today. Use code JOY10 for 10% off your order. Trust me, your taste buds will thank you. That's 12hopflop.com/try the world and use code JOY10 for 10% off. Happy munching, my friends. Now, let's get back to the show. One of the most wonderful things about positivity is that it's contagious. Just like how a happy bunny can lift the spirits of their bonded partner, spreading a little bit of positivity can brighten someone else's day. It doesn't take much to make a difference. Sometimes just a smile or a kind word can work wonders. In my world, when 8-Bit is feeling down, I'll nuzzle her gently or share a tasty treat. It's my way of saying, hey, everything's going to be okay. And you know what? It always seems to help. Humans have that same power. You can spread positivity by doing simple things like complimenting a friend, offering to help someone in need, or even just listening when someone needs to talk. These small acts of kindness can ripple outwards, creating a wave of goodwill that touches everyone it meets. Think about the last time someone did something nice for you. It probably made you feel good, right? And maybe it even inspired you to do something kind for someone else. That's the magic of positivity. It doesn't just stay with you, it grows and spreads, making the world a little bit brighter for everyone. So, next time you're out and about, look for opportunities to share a little joy. Whether it's holding the door for someone, sharing a laugh, or simply offering a warm greeting, these small gestures can make a big difference. And who knows? You might just start a chain reaction of positivity that reaches further than you ever imagined. Before we wrap up, I want to take a moment to talk about something that's just as important as staying positive, taking care of yourself. Just like us bunnies need our quiet moments to rest and recharge, you too need to find your own cozy burrow where you can unwind and rejuvenate. Whether it's curling up with a good book, taking a peaceful walk, or simply allowing yourself some downtime, self-care is key to maintaining that positive outlook. It's not selfish to take a break. In fact, it's one of the best things you can do to keep your spirits high. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure to fill yours up with plenty of rest and relaxation. So, next time you feel your energy dipping or your mood faltering, don't hesitate to take a little time for yourself. Find your own special place to relax and recharge, and you'll be back to your bright, positive self in no time. Well, my dear listeners, that's all for today's hop through the world of positivity. I'm so grateful you could join me, and I hope you're leaving with a few new ideas on how to keep your outlook bright, even on the trickiest of days. Remember, just like a bunny who finds joy in the simple things, you too can find happiness in the small moments, hop over obstacles, and spread that positive energy wherever you go. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. If you enjoyed our chat, be sure to subscribe to 12 Hop Flop so you never miss an episode. And if you have a moment, I'd love to hear your thoughts. drop a comment or leave a review to let me know how you stay positive or what you'd like to hear about next. Until next time, I'm wishing you lots of binkies and bright moments. Keep those paws and spirits up.